Any men. Again, this is not about your favorite politician. It is about being principled. Remember what President Dwight D. Eisenhower rightly said when he said that when a people value its privileges above its principles, soon loses both. Americans, we are to be patriots, not pawns. A patriot defined is a person who is true to God and to his country. To the Constitution for which hundreds and thousands have fought, bled, and died, ratifying that document against tyrants in foreign lands. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he is efficiently serving the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else, said President Theodore Roosevelt. When I was a little boy, I remember when me and my brother and my mom and her boyfriend would go to the pro wrestling matches. I can also remember when we would be inside of the auditorium and how I thought to myself, as I was amazed as to how that the roof stayed intact considering how loud it would get inside of that building. I would look at my mom and my brother, they would be yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs, and at the same time they would be laughing sadistically. They were both laughing because we all knew that it was all a facade, fake, fabricated, and fictitious. I mean, after it was all over with, we would leave the building and everyone would be hoarse. Everyone's voice was completely worn out. And in the meantime, they were creating new rivals and scenarios to get you back into the building so fans could be lied to on another day. And what's crazy about all of this? People know that this is all fake, premised, and nothing but lies. Yet the people keep playing the fools to their own financial demise. In my era of wrestling, there was no guaranteed contracts. It was inherent that you draw the crowd in to make money. Former wrestler Jesse Ventura. Furthermore, you know the deceptive games that the Pro Wrestling Federation would conjure up. The bad guys they created were feuding with the good guys that they created, all pre-scripted to entertain the public to bring about the outcome that they desired. Behind closed doors, everyone also knew that these arch enemies were the best of friends. This all devised to keep the circus moving forward, to keep people at the door. For example, pro wrestlers Cena and Orton would both debut in 2002, and in the years that followed would both rise to major superstar status, having won 15 and 12 WWE championships, respectively. Now, while John Cena and Randy Orton have been involved in one of the best feuds of the past decade, a rivalry filled with personality, amnesty, and hatred. Therefore, it was only fitting for these two to find common ground. Paul Heyman serves as the advocate for Brock Lesnar while on camera at WWE, but away from the sideshow, Heyman is not just a mouthpiece for the beast, but a friend of the wild animal as well. What about Ric Flair and Rowdy Roddy Piper? They both go back a long ways. Coming face-to-face in the ring for many years before winning the World Tag Team Championship together later on in their careers. Just so you know, the animosity and the rival in the feud was all created because, in fact, Rowdy Roddy Piper stood as the best man at Ric Flair's wedding. Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero had something that is hard-pressed to find in professional wrestling. A true admiration and sincere love one for another. While many other names could have been attached to Guerrero,
at the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I don't know if you're watching this video pre-show, but what I'm showing you right now is the circus of politics. If you don't mind, I want you to pay attention carefully so you can understand why Jesse Ventura said that politics and pro wrestling are identical. Now, what you have to pay attention to is the fact that those that they set at odds one against another before the people in pro wrestling, they're in fact behind closed doors best of friends. Just like politicians of today, for those that are caught up into the circus of politics, go ahead and take a look real quick, friends. Pay attention to the hypocrisy going on here, because again, this is identical to what's going on in politics today. Check
Therefore,
it out.
Therefore, it was only fitting for these two to find common ground. Paul Heyman serves as the advocate for Brock Lesnar while on camera at WWE, but away from the sideshow, Heyman is not just a mouthpiece for the beast, but a friend of the wild animal as well. What about Ric Flair and Rowdy Roddy Piper? They both go back a long ways, coming face to face in the ring for many years before winning the World Tag Team Championship together later on in their careers. Just so you know, the animosity and the rival in the feud was all created because, in fact, Rowdy Roddy Piper stood as the best man at Ric Flair's wedding.
Well, go ahead and get one more example. It's pretty crazy stuff.
Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero had something that is hard-pressed to find in professional wrestling, a true admiration and sincere love one for another. While many other names could have been attached to Guerrero, we chose Mysterio out of history. They worked together for years both as a tag team and as bitter rivals. No matter the situation, magic would happen when these two met in the ring. In 2006, Mysterio would win the World Heavyweight Championship and dedicate the biggest victory of his career to his fallen friend. These actors all the well know what
they're
their
actors,
job
friends.
Is,
just like is. I said, they're actors. I did another video on actors alone, and it's interesting how, let's say, for example, Sylvester Stallone, just to show you how dummied down and desensitized the people have become, it's interesting when he shows up in Philadelphia, they don't call him Sylvester Stallone. They call him Rocky. When anybody ever sees him on the road or on the streets or in a venue, they call him Rocky. That's how they know him. And they've taken on that character. And the fact of the matter is, one of the things that we continuously reiterate here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is we're not to judge them by what they say or how they act. We're supposed to judge them by their fruits. By their fruits. Now, let me give you a prime example of this. Now, I do want to, and I'm coinciding and segueing into the point that I want to make concerning politicians. Because right now, the American people are being sold Kamala Harris. And she is a whore, both in the natural and in the spiritual. It's not a joke. It's not name calling. It's just a fact. Now, right now, the said conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, you'll understand more of that as we go on here. But it's interesting to note, they're the ones that are promoting this picture right now across social media platforms with Jeffrey Epstein and Kamala Harris. Now, what's also interesting to note is this is a doctored picture. It doesn't exist. But what I did notice is when this went out there, what I did is I just asked them the simple question and asked them the question with Donald Trump. I said, does this apply with him too? Does this apply as well when it comes to Donald Trump? Guess what, friends? Crickets. It's getting weirder and weirder and weirder and weirder as the days go forward. This is pro wrestling at its very worst. And what's terrible about all of it, those that go into the WWF and they watch a pro wrestling match, they pay up to $100 to $200 to $300 to $400 for a ticket to be lied to. And it's also important for you to take note of the fact that wrestlers, like politicians, are promoted to a higher position as they are more able to deceive the people to make themselves more money concerning that of the CEO of WWF. Okay, just so you know. And it's the same thing with politicians. They got to pay the price. They got to deceive on the way. And the better that they are at deceiving the people, the more they're promoted. Again, that's politics as well, friends. And it's exactly what we're seeing today. And interestingly enough, now that I'm looking over at Donald Trump, isn't it interesting that Donald Trump and the CEO from the WWF are best of friends? So much so that Donald Trump himself even promoted his wife to a position in his cabinet. Did you know that? Nope. Well, they're not stopping there. They're moving forward. But again, making the point, isn't it interesting how the conservatives of the day are promoting Kamala Harris, right? As if to suggest that this is some sort of game or some sort of wrestling match. But they're promoting this picture that does not exist. Truth be told, folks, regardless, hey, do not be impartial in judgment. You have to hold to the truth. Always be on the Lord's side, regardless of what man thinks. Okay? I'm not promoting Kamala Harris no more than I'm promoting Donald Trump. Why? Because they're, again, the two wings to the same bird, right? The American people don't believe it, but yet when they throw a new candidate at them, or for example, you talk about J.D. Vance, who, by the way, for those that didn't know, has changed his name several times. Did you know that? Here, let me hit that while I'm talking about it, because there's a lot to cover here. If you're looking at me right now on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, isn't it interesting? They're selling you this guy as a Marine, right? And I'm talking about J.D. Vance. But people don't really know who he is. Well, last week I showed you that he is an investor into Big Pharma. Who better to tag team with than the father of the vaccine and he who is an investor into Big Pharma more than J.D. Vance? And guess what? Because Donald Trump christened J.D. Vance, all of his supporters are out there now trying to defend him from the truth. Once again, well, listen, here's the deal. Truth demands a response, and regardless if you like it or not, it's going to stand at the end of the day on the ashes of your lies. Just so you know, again, for the record. But here's J.D. Vance. Did you know that he was born as James Donald Bowman in Middleton, Ohio? Did you know that he changed his middle name to David? Did you know that he changed his first name to James and then his, again, his last name, Harnell? Then he changed the name to J.D. Vance in 2014 when he married his wife that is a foreigner. Now, I got a question. Why does the guy got to keep changing his name like that? Well, it reminds me of Obamacare, Romneycare, Obamacare, Hello, American Health Care Act. They don't want you to catch on. That's why they keep changing things up. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back
after this break. I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered
culture. Oh, it's going to get good, folks.
Never one to pull punches. Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Okay. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to go ahead and check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, beforeitsnews.com. Subscribe to those pages as well, friends. Do subscribe to those pages. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Here, I want you to see this for yourself. Again, I always want you to see it. I always want you to hear it. This is the guy that they're putting up. This is the one Donald Trump is christening right now. Nobody knows who he is, but we're judging him by his fruit, Matthew 7:16-20, the way Jesus told us to, by what he does, not by what he says. And what we're finding out, friends, is he is a Zionist. He is showing loyalty to Jerusalem, just like the rest of them are, just like Donald Trump, just like Ron DeSantis, just like Kristi Noem, just like Greg Abbott, and the list goes on. Folks, they're not serving the American people. They're serving their purpose, their cause, and their special interest groups that are paying them to destroy who we are, trying to tear down the Constitution in hopes of creating a new world order. It's exactly what they're doing. And if you knew the Word of God and the Constitution, I wouldn't even have to be on the radio today. But because you haven't taken the time to know the difference, that's why you're here. And welcome, by the way. And so let me get back to this. I was just saying towards the end of the last segment, I said, isn't it interesting that this guy J.D. Vance, I mean, he looks like a creep. I'm sorry. He just looks like a creep. Mike Pence was a total creep. I don't know if you know this about Mike Pence or not, but he came out of the sodomite lifestyle. And we're seeing this run through these candidates continuously. But here we have it. He was born, J.D. Vance was born as James Donald Bowman. Okay. He grew up in the suburbs of Middleton, Ohio. He wasn't poor at all. He went to Yale. Of course, he was a privileged little brat with a silver spoon in his mouth. He changed his middle name to David, changed his name again to Jimmy Hamill. Then he changed it for a third time to J.D. Vance 10 years ago when he married his wife, who is, by the way, who is a foreigner. Okay. And so when you're seeing this on the platform at the RNC, which, by the way, they just normalized sodomy and abortion, they removed that completely. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but this is what they're doing right now. And this is why I say that today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. You know, and then some people out there are taking it, well, we're supposed to vote for the lesser of two evils. Yeah, for the ones that have been offered up to you. But I want to ask you a question. Of the lesser of two evils, are things getting better or are they getting more evil? Thank you. You just proved my point. You can put that up against 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 2. But isn't this interesting? He keeps changing his name. Why does the vice president, the candidacy for the vice president of the United States of America, why does he keep changing his name? And what I was saying during the end of the last segment, it reminds me of RomneyCare. Did you know that when people awoke to that of what RomneyCare was about, it's socialism, communism, empowering the state over the people? Isn't it interesting? They changed it from RomneyCare, then they changed it to Obamacare. Do you guys remember that? People woke up to that, and then what they did is they changed the name again. Are you getting the correlation here, friends? Then they changed the name again, and then what did they change it to? The Affordable Care Act, and then once people caught on to that, they called it Obamacare, as if to suggest that was going to work when America hated his guts, right? So they then when Donald Trump came into office, they had to change it again. So it went from RomneyCare, Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and then it went to American Health Care Act. Did you know that? And notice the words. Notice the names that they use. They always try to make them appealing to the American people, as if to suggest you better get behind it, because if you stand against it, you're un-American. Right? This is the new candidate for the vice president of the United States of America. Again, overlooking, friends, do your best to overlook the 1,000 other presidential candidates that have been completely censored by the mainstream media. So for those that are caught up into this little game, I want you to understand what you're supporting and what you're defending. You don't know what you're supporting, and you don't know who you're defending in any sense of the word. Interestingly enough, I put up, who offered you the two candidates that you were fighting over today? Because that's what it's set up on. That's what it's predicated upon. Divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. That's what the whole system is all about. The mainstream media that 94% of you say you don't believe in are the ones that have you fighting over which one you're going to support. All the while, just censoring the 1,000 presidential candidates that are out there, Americans. Can you make it up? No, you can't. Folks, the name of the show is What Sheep Look and Act Like. It is sick, to say the least. Wait until I get to this video in just a couple of moments. Also wanted to let you know, and I tapped into this just for a moment over the last week, but it's interesting that they take a guy named Hulk Hogan, pay attention to the timing that he allegedly just got saved. Same thing with all the candidates that run for office. So what is your faith? Oh, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. They all do that. When in fact, again, when you judge them by their fruit, you find out just the exact opposite. You know, here's J.D. Vance sharing his journey from atheist law student to practicing Christian. Not at all. He's appealing to the people, and what is it that they want to hear? What they want to hear. He's distracting you from the truth. Satan sends forth and he creates what? His ministers as angels. He is an angel as what? Light and ministers of righteousness. 2 Corinthians 11, 14 and 15. But he goes on and he says, but judge them by what they do. Judge them by their fruit. Folks, how many times do you need to be lied to? Oh my goodness. I wanted to go back to this, and then I'm going to make my next point, which coincides, but I'm kind of bobbing around just trying to get caught up after my 20-hour round trip over the last couple of days. But interestingly enough, Hulk Hogan, and this is what I want you to pay attention to, look at the timing. Hulk Hogan just allegedly got saved. Isn't it interesting how they deceive people their whole professional careers? And then when they got nothing left, they throw their hands up and say, okay, God, yes, that is a part of it. Yes, I absolutely understand all of that. But when you run out of resources, your own natural strength, and then you're having to come to yourself, what do you do? Well, he's a deceiver. Hulk Hogan is a deceiver. He's always been a deceiver. That's what he's done in pro wrestling for a long, long time, okay? Isn't it interesting that the RNC and Donald Trump, again, just had, I don't know what they thought or who they thought they were getting one over on, but apparently there's enough sheep out there that look and act just like themselves and that will fall for their nonsense and their lies. But he picks Hulk Hogan to go out and prove the fact that there was an attempt on his life. Oh, okay, so what? The devil's now, like, telling us the truth this time or what? Am I suggesting it didn't happen? I'm not going into that. I'm just simply saying, folks, look at the people. Look at the individuals that they use to try to promote more of their lies. I mean, if they wanted to prove, to squelch all of those theories out there concerning the assassination attempt, Hulk Hogan should have been the last one to be picked in doing so. But it wasn't. Why? Because the people hate Hulk Hogan or they love Hulk Hogan. Oh, it's just sick. Speaking of political pawns, and I want to go over to this really quick so you can hear this. After this thing, Jeroboam, the corrupt king, returned not from his evil ways. He never repented. Okay. Nobody, speaking of Donald Trump again, just want you to see this. Nobody's advocated the gay agenda more than Donald Trump. I've showed you pictures several times of Donald Trump tweeting and saying that he's the gayest president in American history. Okay. Well, it's not just him. It's also his wife doing the same thing. Melania Trump to host Republican LGBT groups fundraiser at a Mar-a-Lago event. Okay. I highlighted that before as well. Americans, when are you going to figure out that what he says and what he does are two different stories? Let me say it again. There's over 1,000 other presidential contenders. These two are illegitimate. And for those that think, speaking of which, Kamala Harris is an absolute joke, let me ask you the question. Wasn't Joe Biden an absolute joke? Oh, absolutely. I showed you videos, friends, 4 years ago when both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were on the presidential campaign. They were on the road promoting his campaign where not one person showed up. But the mainstream media comes in and tells you that 80 million people voted him in. And what were the conservatives doing? Look at all those idiots over there. No, guess what, self-proclaimed and self-professed conservative Christian? There was no 80 million people. Remember, this is the same guy that had over 11 million fake Twitter accounts, just like Hillary Clinton, 17 million, just like Barack Obama, 19 million. No, cause the enemy to believe there's more of us than there really is. That's the lie that you're drinking. It doesn't exist. So going back to Kamala Harris, some are saying, well, you know what? She's probably going to be the next president now. Did you know that she had a 1% approval rating? Let me go back to Kamala Harris for a moment. Did you know that when Kamala Harris came back after the inaugural address 4 years ago, did you know that four people showed up? And they want you to believe that she is a legitimate contender, just like Donald Trump. My goodness, folks, I don't know that I can help anybody here.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, He is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism...
Hey, folks, I just want to let you know I'm going to play a video up and coming here, and it is... If you are a Christian in heart, you are going to be highly offended by what you're seeing, because it coincides perfectly as to what we're talking about here. It's blasphemy.
Sometimes help, but do
and it is to the extreme offensive. It will vex your soul. But this is what today's conservatives are supporting, and this is how they are acting. We're going to get to that in just a moment here, okay? I wanted to let you know, folks, your orders will go out tomorrow morning. Thank you for your orders. They will go out tomorrow morning. Sons of Liberty Media.
To facilitate greater repair.
These are dog tags that you requested. Again, your orders will go out tomorrow morning. And in the process of doing so, friends, you will receive your orders within 2 to 3 days. They say 3 to 5. We see 2 to 3.
Nature, proven by science.
Cool. Just wanted to make clear.
Loved by pets. That's petregen.com.
Get people, let your friends know to watch this right now, friends, because I'm going to show you a video that is highly, highly offensive.
That's 737-303-4480.
We'll be getting to that in just a moment here. We're talking about the circus of politics right now.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them.
You guys
them
go ahead and look up at the screen.
Well, this is the
I want you to see this
to
really quick.
Thinking
this is the Washington
doing.
Blade.
Why not schedule so an event
I'm backing up what I said to you during the break. I want
it's
you to see it for yourself.
You probably think, and the impact
this is Donald Trump tweeting, praising himself as the most gay president in history. I just highlighted the fact Melania's right on the bandwagon doing the same thing. They just, they're trying to normalize this. They just basically took out...
any,
in other words, now it's all inclusive, so you can't stand against the gays and the Republican Party anymore. This is what they do. Americans and what they do, and you allow what they do, brings judgment upon you. 21 verse 7 of Proverbs.
Wisconsin Christian 21 News verse is a nationally 7 distributed of Proverbs. Newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not for
get your friends watching right now, friends. I'm going to show you a video.
Instead,
I'm going to show you what sheep look and act like, and they call themselves conservatives.
Free sample copy.
And again, it is highly offensive.
.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You know, here's the thing. I have been doing everything that I can possibly do since the inception, since the birthing of this ministry on radio, to shake people awake. And time again, people get mad at me for telling them the truth. They try to shoot the messenger. They call me names. They turn me off, only to turn around full circle and say, I remember when Bradley Dean told me that. This is one of those scenarios. I want to reiterate the point as well, friends, that if you're looking for more road to kick the can down, there's none left. The said RNC, this is why it's dangerous. These constitutional, or I should say these unconstitutional parties do not exist, but as long as you keep playing their game and you keep playing into the establishment, you're giving them more power to garner more authority over your lives. Now that they're normalizing the sodomite lifestyle. And Donald Trump did this a long time ago. He's been doing this since day one. I showed you video of him and Giuliani. Giuliani's dressed up like a drag queen. You've seen this video, I'm sure. And Donald Trump's taking his face and pushing it into his fake breasts. You guys seen this, right? It was a gay pride parade in New York. Don't sit there and sympathize with the devil, friends. And they also said, you know what, abortion is not a big deal. We're going to remove that from our platform too. Tomorrow we're going to have Matt Truello on with us for an hour. He just preached a sermon in Milwaukee on this very topic. He's one of those guys doing the same thing I am. He's trying to wake the people up while they still have time. And if you don't want to listen again, you don't have to. I'm just telling you, to your own demise, that's what your apathy and tolerance is doing, is adding strength to more tyranny. That's exactly what's happening. You know, I told him, as a matter of fact, I talked to Matt yesterday and I said, hey, listen, just listen to your sermon. We need to get you on the radio. It's fantastic. And I said, I don't think people realize that tyrants rise when justice dies. That means when the people fail to be the law to enforce it against corruption. Again, that's why we have Article 2, Section 4 and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution to remove them. But I said, I don't think people realize that tyrants are loved by the people at the beginning. They sell them as military heroes. Sound familiar, friends? Benito Mussolini. Sound familiar, friends? Adolf Hitler. Sound familiar, friends? Joseph Stalin. Sound familiar, friends? Mao Zedong. Sound familiar, friends? Okay, Pol Pot. Sound familiar, friends? Idi Amin. Sound familiar? Remember Manuel? Remember that guy? Okay, I'm just curious, is there something that I missed in there? Because if I'm in error, I'll be the first one to correct myself. I just got done telling you, and I showed the picture during the break of Donald Trump calling himself, tweeting and calling himself the gayest president in American history. Donald's the best at everything. That's what a narcissist is, friends. Read Isaiah 14. I want you to see this. This was the Western Journal. Gay men's choir that sang "We're Coming for Your Children" rushes to cover after pedophile accusations. You better understand that's exactly what it's all premised on, man-boy sex. And if you look at Amos 4, you look at the last thing the Lord tolerated, it was sodomy. And I'm also here to tell you that when you read 2 Kings 24, verse 4, concerning all those that say, well, you know, if they kill their kids, that's up to them. No, you are your brother's keeper. And I want you to know what that scripture says. It says the Lord will not pardon the king for innocent blood that's been shed. Those two things the American people have now accepted. And isn't it interesting? I've been saying that for 20 years. And it's those two things that the RNC just erased. These are supposed to be the good guys. Bradley, why do you always name call them? You always say today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. Well, what do you call it? This is why I always say to you, my friends, if the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. See, people hate responsibility. And when I point the finger back at them, they hate my guts for doing so. I am hated for my love, said King David. That's Psalm 105 or 109 verse 5. You know, it's interesting when you look at John 15, it also tells us that this is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. I want you to hear this. Malcolm X, of all people, said this. I believe he was going to get saved at the end of his life because Dr. Kennedy was in the mix towards the end of his life, and Malcolm started to seek out advice from him. But Malcolm X said, you're going to be hating. I want you to listen to this. He said, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. That's right. That's exactly what's going on. I want to get to this because you know, scripture is very clear when it tells us. I don't know how that happened, but we're going to get back to this. Listen, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:14 that we're not to be babies. We're not to be infants tossed back and forth, to and fro by the waves. Okay. Metaphorically speaking, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful schemings. Okay? I brought up 1 Kings 13:33 because we were talking about Kamala Harris. We're talking about the baser sort. Isn't it interesting how they put these losers at the top in every facet of our lives today because the people have allowed it? I don't know if people know this or not, but did you know that what was being played on the radios in the 50s, in the 60s across America, in the 40s, and the 30s? Did you know that they were Christian radio? Christian radio stations. Did you know that? That's what was prevalent on the airwaves. And then the church got out of the way and they started to forfeit everything because they took on prosperity rather than the Lord in holding to him. And yet the Lord warned us in Deuteronomy 6:12. But I want you to listen to this. Talking about the corrupt King Jeroboam. He returned not from his evil way, okay? But made again the lowest of the people. He made them priests. He put them in high positions. And I'm thinking of, and I know people don't get this one neither, at least most people don't, I don't think. Isn't it interesting that Franklin Graham is standing right next to every president advocating for that new president? A good, bad, or indifferent, he says we're supposed to pray for him and we're supposed to hold him up. Okay. We're supposed to pray for the guy that's advocating murder, what God condemns. We're supposed to pray for him. No. Wait a second. What Bible are we reading here? Aren't we supposed to read the Psalms of David and pray imprecatory prayers? Yeah, we are. And we're supposed to go back to the Psalms just like the Lord told us to, right? That's how we should be praying. I don't know if people are aware of that or not, but that's how we're supposed to be praying. Okay, but Franklin Graham, he's also the one that said Jesus would have took the vaccine. The guy's lost all credibility. He's an absolute clown. He's a total prop, just like it talks about the lowest of the people brought up as priests, and they were put into high places. Why? Because they wanted the people, the peasants like me and you, to believe that they were the standard somehow or another, when in fact they're not. They're controlled opposition. Gosh, this stuff is about as simple as it gets. Folks, here I am. Somebody arrange Franklin Graham to be on the show. Somebody arrange the people that oppose what I'm telling you right now to be on the show. Some people think, well, Bradley, you're just sitting here calling these guys out because it's safe to do that because they can't say anything back. Then get them on the show. Because I can't tell you how many people we have reached out to concerning all those people that we're just beating up on so they can answer for themselves that won't even respond. Like false prophets, Mark Taylor, Julie Green, and others. John MacArthur's another one. I'm not slamming John MacArthur, but a lot of people are calling him the guy out for being a Zionist right now. Just like the rest of them. Okay? And if you look at the interview that he did with Donald Trump, you probably want to put that question to yourself as to why he didn't confront him like Billy Graham never confronted any of the presidents for homosexuality or for abortion, just like his son. Now, going back full circle, this is what I want you to see. Tucker Carlson, a CIA operative, I know people don't know that. He's connected to the Bushes. No, they don't want to see evil. They don't want to hear evil. They want to stay in their deceptive bubbles and act like they're our friends. No, they're not making, they're not worth $400, $500, $600, $700 million because they're working for you, friends. Tucker Carlson, Franklin Graham credit God with Trump's survival. God is among us, said Franklin Graham. Oh, just go back to sleep, professed Christians. I'm here to tell you right now, Franklin Graham is controlled opposition. Read 1 Kings 13:33. Get him on the show. We've tried to get Mike Lindell on the show. Doesn't respond. As a matter of fact, we were told by his people through a lieutenant governor candidate in Missouri that they have a flag up on you to be careful of Bradley Dean. Get him on the show. Oh, folks, it's not just them. It's the ACLU, the SPLC. Come on, we want to get you on the show. No. Nancy Pelosi, get on the show. Marjorie Taylor Greene, get on the show. No response. Rand Paul, nope, but we can get his dad on the show. We can get governors on the show, but for some reason or another, they can't get on the show. Why do you think they don't want to be on the show, friends? Get Donald Trump on the show. Oh, Bradley, that will never happen. No, no, no. I know of people on national radio that you've never heard of that have actually had him on their show because they were friends with his son. I would be in a room with Donald Trump for less than 5 minutes before he either got up and walked out or he told me to get out. And that's all I would do. And I'd be respectful about it, but I would just say, Donald, that's not what you did. That's what you said, but that's not what you did. I'd say the same thing to Franklin Graham. I'd say the same thing to every one of those that have been put up in a position when, in fact, they're the baser sort. We're going to be right back after this break. I'm going to play this video for you in just a moment. So I hope we get enough people watching at this point.
Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean
who are
standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show.
I'll be respectful, but I'm going to hold forth the word of God, and I'm going to hold forth their fruit, regardless if they like it or not.
If you are already supporting our work,
I'm going to come right back to this video because I only got so many minutes, and it's this video that you need to see. What sheep look like and act like, you cannot make this up.
Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today.
And I'm thinking people are probably waking up to Netanyahu as well.
Call 1-866-233-0747.
The people in Israel, they impeached him
or online at Sons
during the whole pandemic for the very reason
the team that, brings responses
that the Israelis,
like this.
The people that lived in that country, I've been there, by the way, back in 92, but it's interesting that Netanyahu was being accused by his own people as one that was trying to
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the
genocide his own people.
I personally support Bradley Dean.
75% of the people in Israel did not take the shot.
Daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Yeah.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very
over 1,000 different presidential candidates, friends. Go to Ballotpedia Presidential, and it will pull up.
Now is the time .org,
by the way, .org.
Jewish people that they
over 1,000 other presidential candidates. My goodness, folks, I just literally feel like I'm standing here knowing exactly what I'm telling you is absolutely true, 1,000%. And I feel people with all these question marks around it. And yet all the people that have all these questions marks around themselves
and the Jewish
that
people.
I'm feeling here. From top American you're the ones Israeli that don't believe the media.
Experience a night to honor Israel.
You should be questioning them,
space is
not
limited.
The truth.
So register today by visiting cufi.org/summit
got it.
Or call 210.
How does that work? It doesn't.
With over 10 million members.
Nope, there's no such thing as a two-party system, guys. Don't forget that.
Voice in America.
We're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of
I'm going to show you how weird this
time,
gets in just
I've
a moment.
Witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ,
it's,
America.
It's incredible.
Young people.
This guy right here is,
radio
I don't know his
Sons
name,
Liberty,
but he seems like he's on the line, and I appreciate it.
But sadly, are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture.
Yep.
Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is,
yep.
Boldly proclaiming truth to those with
that's
ears
all you have to do is pay attention to the timing. That's all you have to do is pay attention to the timing. Hey, folks. Order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. Order out of chaos, okay? Yeah, I'm just talking to someone online right now. What sheep look and act like? It's embarrassing. I want you to check this out. This kid, I don't know who he is, but he seems to be on the line, and I greatly appreciate the fact that we got these younger people out there doing the same thing that we are over here. I want you to see this, and hopefully we got quite a few more people, and I appreciate you guys getting out there and letting your friends know. I want you to go ahead and check this out, friends, because this is what is happening, and this is how weird things are really getting.
This picture being shared. Now, as I said in the recent post, I am not a liberal or a leftist, but people might assume that I am because when I see stuff like this, I have to push back, especially because this kind of stuff has gotten far worse in the last couple of years. And if you think that I'm exaggerating or being dramatic, then take a look at how this has escalated. Back in 2021, I remember being bothered by seeing this billboard in Georgia. It has a picture of Trump and it says, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon
his
shoulders.
He loves that.
Which, by the way, is a quote from Isaiah 9:6 in the Bible. The only problem is, Isaiah 9:6 isn't talking about Donald Trump at all. Instead, it's actually one of the most famous prophecies about the coming Jesus that we have from the Old Testament. Yep. So, you could probably imagine just how disappointing and disturbing it was for me to see Christians taking these precious scriptures that apply to Christ and his redemption plan for humanity, and to see them apply to Trump and his temporary worldly political purpose. And that was way back in 2021. I really started to see things amp up in 2023 as I started seeing a lot more people posting things like this. Jesus and Donald J. Trump are the two greatest men to have ever walked the earth since the beginning of humanity.
Getting
and
weird.
Of course, Jesus was the greatest. And that's why Jesus fully supports the second greatest man to have ever walked the earth, because Trump is the chosen one to save humanity from Satan. Now, leaving aside the obvious gigantic moral discrepancy between the life of Trump and the life of Jesus, I'm pretty sure the only one that can save humanity from Satan is not Donald Trump, but only Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Christians should know that Jesus is the only one that can save the world from Satan, not Donald Trump. And I continue to see more and more posts like this. And aside from some cringy songs being put out claiming that Donald Trump was the one that was chosen by God.
I mean, here, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Hang on a second. Hang on. This is just a commercial. Hang on. Hang on.
I will get you shredded like a god.
Back.
I'm standing with the chosen one. I am the chosen one.
As bad as 2023 was, 2024 is when I really started to see a disturbing number of even more Christians who seem to be treating Jesus as if he merely existed to do the will of Donald Trump, rather than the other way around. Ever since Trump's hush money trial, we not only saw countless conservative Christians comparing Donald Trump's trial with Jesus on Easter week, but we also saw an uptick in pictures and artwork being sold that feature Jesus always seeming ready to give Donald Trump a massage.
You're playing a dangerous game, dude.
We also see t-shirts of Jesus wearing Trump's merch as if he's Trump's number one fan, along with other shirts that always seem to get suspiciously close to putting Trump on the same level as Christ, saying things like, "Trump and Jesus have my back." But ever since the failed assassination attempt on Trump's life, some Christians have taken it to a whole new level. They once again started reading Trump in the scripture, but there doesn't seem to be nearly as much pushback this time around. As far as I can tell, this all seemed to kick off when Jack Posobiec tweeted about the failed assassination on Trump, with many more echoing the same sentiment.
Did you know that President Trump was shot on 6/11? And do you know that Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 11 says, "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power."
No, it doesn't, but we'll come back to that.
Look at the sheep. Look how
and
they
people
act.
People everywhere started to pick up on this. In fact, even Megyn Kelly seemed to be completely touched and blown away by this apparent sign.
"You shot at 6:11 p.m.
I just want to stop on Megyn Kelly really quick. Have you ever heard this foul-mouthed woman? I've seen some feeds. I don't pay attention to these people, friends, but I'll pay attention long enough to know what's in them. She is vile. She has got a rotten mouth to the core. She is vile. But here she's talking about the Lord. Let's see what she has to say about the Lord. She's getting emotional now. Check it out, folks.
You read Ephesians 6:11.
Ephesians.
It reads as follows in part.
It's Ephesians.
"Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." 6:11. He was shot. And that's 6:11. Listen to that. "Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." I'm almost emotional reading it. It's just what happened to him in our country this weekend is extremely grave.
All right, so leaving aside the fact that she called the book of Ephesians
Ephesians,
there's a lot wrong with reading the Bible this way. We won't get into it all here, but the references in the Bible didn't come with the Bible. They were added in 1551 as a reference tool, so they aren't inspired by God, and they aren't scripture. And besides, of course, this verse couldn't possibly guarantee that you won't suffer physical harm as a Christian, because if it did, then Paul, the person who wrote it, wouldn't have been beheaded as a martyr just a couple of years
later. Or 11 of the 12.
And ever since this Ephesians 6 claim started going around, people started seeing Trump in the Bible more than ever before. This user posted saying, Prophecy Amazing, Trump Anointed from Being a Private Citizen to Priest for Jehovah.
These are people
Almighty,
that are parroting what they're told from the media that they don't believe. Read Micah 6:16.
Such as this person who posted on Facebook saying, in the Bible, the concept of blood on the right ear, Leviticus 8:22-24 and 14:28, serves as a visible mark of consecration, signifying
blasphemy.
That the person is dedicated to God's service
blasphemy.
And has been set apart for a specific purpose. This act represents a physical and spiritual transformation, preparing the individual for their sacred role. And then she goes on to offer a breakdown, saying that
this is what the false prophets are doing too. Mark Taylor, Julie Green, all the evangelicals.
Now, I have no idea where she got that from, but we'll leave that aside. Now, without even reading the verses, the problem seems obvious. If it's true that Trump violently losing part of his ear by a bullet means that he's chosen by God, then that would have to mean that these UFC fighters who almost lost their entire ear completely are really being chosen by God. But seriously, if we go to read the verse for ourselves, we learn that the first verse that she quoted is just about how Moses was preparing a purification offering and took the blood from a ram and smeared it on Aaron's right ear, right thumb, and big toe. So not only does this verse have nothing to do with the mutilated ear or Aaron's own blood, but to be consistent, Trump would also have to be bleeding from his right thumb and big toe. And in the other verse they quote, the priest does the same thing for those who have a skin disease. So, no. This effort to try to apply some sort of spiritual significance to Trump in this way is to misunderstand
scripture. This is great stuff that he's adding
here. But perhaps one of the most offensive ways that some Christians are trying to use Trump's ear injury as a way to show or prove his spiritual significance is by using pictures like this. The man there is supposed to be Jesus, completely surrounded by an American flag, having his ear bandaged in the same way that Trump's is currently, once again making Jesus appear to be second place to Trump. Jesus' wounds are in his hands and his feet, not his ear. And the wounds of Jesus have more significance than Trump's ear could ever have.
Amen.
No matter what Trump has gone through, it's nothing in comparison to what Christ went through. So to pretend like it is to lower the significance of what Christ has been through at the expense of elevating the significance of what Trump has been
through.
That's
the whole point.
Again, this is all getting far too uncomfortable for the person who really cares about scripture and God's word. All right, so here's the thing. When it comes to progressive Christianity, it's easy to see the problem with this way of thinking. In a lot of cases, the issue is that they don't seem to realize just how much they're tying their cultural and political desires to their understanding of the Bible and Christianity. We see this when they argue that Jesus was the equivalent to a modern-day social justice warrior or a Black Lives Matter advocate and so on, while they conveniently downplay or reinterpret verses that go against their political party's worldview. And I hate saying this, but I'm afraid that so many in the conservative Christian movement are doing the exact same thing.
Take the video and share it with them.
They also don't realize just how much they're tying their cultural and political desires to their understanding of Christianity. And if I'm being honest, I see both as tools that the enemy uses to pull all of us away from the heart of the true gospel message. The simple good news that Christ died and resurrected.
Okay, so I just want to make sure. Hey, first of all, gospel means God's word, okay? Good news is not good news until you know what the bad news is. But going back to this young man here, I just high-five him for the way he brought that together, and the culmination and compilation is fantastic. But that's what's happening, folks, out there. I do believe, and I have to say this, I do believe that people are beginning to understand what's going on. Jesus said clearly, many will come in my name, be not deceived. And the mainstream media is trying to put him up as some sort of Christ-like figure, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. But I do want you to understand, folks, that you have to open up your eyes as to what's going on in your country right now and the people that are supporting them. And what's terrible about all of this, and what's sickening to the very core, friends, is they call themselves Christians that are supporting this unbiblical nonsense. That is not Christianity. That is a lack of Christianity. And I want to end with this, friends. You have to be careful of the mainstream media. If these people are not being censored, that should tell you everything that you need to know about them. I'm not talking about being censored for lying or fabricating lies or making up conspiracy. No, they're censoring people that are telling you the truth. And there's a reason they don't want you to have the truth. And again, we're not here to ask the devil for permission to obey God. Not in any sense of the word. So, fooey on them. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.